Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
There have been accusations that the Monday moan is becoming far too upbeat, almost happy, almost non-moan-esque. Dave Downey is here.
Morning, Steve.
He's got to change his ways. This summer's becoming far too nice.
Well, I can't help that, can I?
It's, what can we call it? The Monday smile. There must be something you're unhappy about with Everton at the moment.
No, nothing really. I mean, you must admit, Stephen, if you were on my side of the fence with the outlook I have on life, you'd say there's very little to moan about at the moment.
You've got it all nailed on, right? What am I looking at here? Right, a couple of things I wanted to bring up with you. So one of them was. There's a little article here by Robbie Fowler. They're taking some quotes from Robbie Fowler, who basically said Everton have made the rest of the Premier League look a bit stupid with the speed of their transfer activity.
I was very surprised to see this, actually. And I know Robbie's a blue. We know Robbie's a blue, don't we?
Or
he was a blue.
Is he still a blue?
Oh, I think he still has an affection for them.
Are you sure?
Well, I think so. I mean, I don't think you ever lose that. If you ask Jamie Carragher the same. I think they still have an affection for them despite playing for Liverpool. And with them being retired, there's no reason why that isn't a little bit stronger than it was in their playing days. But what surprised me about this is that it's not like it's a popular opinion. This is Robbie talking himself without having any sort of influence by other popular opinions, if you get what I mean. Because nobody else is saying Everton have made anybody look like mugs. Transfer window only officially opened yesterday. So, I mean, it must have been a burning issue on his mind for him to come out and say it. And the funny thing is, I wouldn't even go that far and say that we've made everybody else look like mugs because we've acted quickly. I think plenty of teams do that. We've seen it season in, season out. I think it's not a strange thing abroad either, Steve. We've seen clubs, I think, remember last summer, Dortmund had signed, I think, half a dozen players before the transfer window had even officially opened. I think it's a rarity and everybody's sitting up and taking note because it's Everton, who aren't notoriously big spenders. And you look now, the influx of players that they've got, all of a sudden they're starting to bridge that gap between themselves and the six sides above them. I was asked a question earlier on social media about, okay, fair enough, you're spending all this cash, but is it on players that can actually get you to that level of the top six? Which of them would get in any of those top six sides? And I said, well, I think Jordan Pickford would get in a couple of them.
Of the top six sides?
Yeah.
Which ones?
I think he's better than Simon Mignolet. And I also think
You think he'd get in Liverpool's first team straight away?
Yeah. I think he would. And I think...
Interesting debate. I mean, I personally don't yet, but I think within a couple of years he probably would.
Well, this is the thing that's at the heart of the issue with Everton signing players. They're at the age of 22, 23, 24, where they're at a reasonable level now that will sustain Everton where they are at the very least. When they kick on, we'll then be able to measure how good they actually are if they can get Everton to that next level. I don't think any Evertonians are under any illusions that we have to sign players like that to bridge the gap rather than trying to outbid Chelsea for a player or Liverpool for a player. I don't think we're in that bracket yet. I think these players are ones that go about getting us to that level. I think it's very shrewd what we're trying to do. And I think Michael Keane might well get in a couple of them as well. I certainly think he'd get in the United side. I think he'd probably get in Liverpool's side as well.
Yeah, he probably would, yeah.
And possibly Chelsea, the way they play with the three central defenders. I certainly think he'd compete with Gary Cahill and David Luiz. So there's those two. And then we've got the unknown quantities of Davy Klaassen, and today Sandro's going to be getting announced. So...
If Sandro turns out to be a world beater, that will be some buy, considering it's only £5 million.
Well, we can only go on what the evidence of what we've seen. And on the Blue Room, we're doing some things this week to sort of give painters a better picture of him to see what Everton are actually signing in Sandro. But if you look at the evidence, Barcelona would have looked into let him go. Atletico Madrid wanted to sign him and would have had it not been for the transfer ban. Real Madrid were reportedly interested in him. And Malaga didn't want to let him go. Now... there's four top La Liga sides, or certainly the two best clubs in Europe, you could argue, were interested in this player. One was sad to see him go and knew there was interested in signing him. If we can measure players by those calibre of clubs being interested in him, then I think Everton are on to a winner with him. Davy Klaassen's another unknown quantity for us. A lot of people said he's done great things in the Dutch league. Don't know how we can measure that too much, given the pedigree in that league. But these are players that... are exciting, the players that we haven't seen before, their type of players. We're not in the days of signing a Phil Neville because he can play in half a dozen positions and he can be versatile. We can move him around. It's not we'll go with what we've got anymore. It's buying players who can compete with better teams.
This is a reflection of the manager, isn't it? It is really. Well, the players David Moyes used to bring in were players you'd associate with David Moyes.
Yeah, absolutely. And these are exciting players. The players that Koeman wants are that high intensity, like to rush things. They like to press, which it did interest me this weekend. I think Paul Joyce wrote a piece about Everton being interested in Olivier Giroud. And whilst I'd be all for that, I think he's a fantastic player. I think he's a great striker and goal scorer. I don't see how he fits the Koeman model. Because if people think Romelu Lukaku's lazy, then you know they need to watch a couple of games of Giroud's performances, and they'd be running onto the pitch asking him to move himself.
I don't think Olivier is as lazy as Romelu.
Do you not think so?
No,
I don't know. I think
he's a little bit more active.
He's a bit. I think he has a blasé manner about him, which
he's
I think people.
He's got a Gallic stroll about him.
Yeah, it's like a French thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting if that materialises. I know a couple of people, Jim White this morning and Alan Myers, who we know well, have been saying that there's a big name that's going to be filling that position of attacker midfielder / striker. A lot of people saying it might be Wayne Rooney.
So it could be Olivier Giroud.
Well, that's what people are saying. I mean, I'm still sitting here with my Moussa Dembélé flag.
I still think Giroud is a top-end striker. He's certainly not gone past the point of being, you know, at his very best in his career. Just look at some of his performances last year. Goal of the season.
And that would book the trend of the players that we're signing at the moment because he's already there. He's already in that Champions League bracket.
He's a winner, isn't he?
Absolutely. He's won trophies all over the place. International striker. I wouldn't go as far as saying he's world class, but he's certainly the class that gets you into the top six in the Premier League. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So that'd be very exciting.
No, but what how many players in the Premier League are world class? I don't think there's that many.
Well, no, this is the thing, Steve. I think it's a bit of a microcosm, really, that we're trying to reach a level in the Premier League. If you put it on the grand scale of Europe, getting into the top six of the Premier League isn't that much of an achievement, really, is it? Because you look at how well our team's doing in the Champions League. I mean, I think we've had two semi-finalists in the last 5 or 6 years. You look back to the end of 2008, around that time, Liverpool making finals, Chelsea United contesting a final. I think the standard in general slipped quite a bit. So it just shows, certainly defensively as well, Steve, we don't see great defences anymore. I know Chelsea have come up with this system playing five at the back. I think the only real top quality defence we have in the league is Spurs. With Vertonghen and Alderweireld and the two fullbacks that they have, I think that's the only one that could be relatively competitive with the top defences in Europe. And obviously Koeman's going about that. He's a former defender himself. Getting Michael Keenan's one thing. I'd like to see us get another centre half. I don't have full confidence in Ashley Williams or Jagielka, whichever one it may be, partnering Michael Keane next season. But I still think there's a few more faces to come.
I don't think Klopp's interested in having four brilliant defenders. He just wants loads of people who can run really fast with the ball, run at the opposition and then just literally bombard them. I mean, how on earth he could fit? Obviously, Naby Keita's one he thinks he might get. Then Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. You can't fit all these players in a team. I mean, literally, and they're all similar sort of players.
Well, I don't think Oxlade-Chamberlain would be a starter. I think he'd be considered a squad player when he first signed.
You think he'd move on the basis of being a squad player?
Well, see, that I think that's the issue here. I think that's the issue for any player Liverpool are trying to sign here. If you have an attacking brain as a player and you're not in a better than what Liverpool have got, you're thinking, I've got some work to do to oust the likes of Lallana, Coutinho, Firmino, Mane, Salah. I mean, the list goes on, doesn't it? So there'll be a few unhappy faces, I imagine, at Liverpool when the season's settled and people aren't getting game time, things could. I know that the best headache for a manager is having as many players as possible in different positions, but it's about keeping the players happy as well, Steve. And I mean, do you think Adam Lallana would be a starter next season as things start? Do you think he would?
He absolutely loves Adam Lallana. He literally is one of the first on his team sheet.
So who are you leaving out then? So the front three, I think, will be
Firmino,
Mane, Salah.
There's a danger to Wijnaldum's role or involvement
really?
In the side. Yeah, and he's been brilliant.
That's
at
very
times.
Interesting. Well, that's either how much greater the standard is going to be, or it's purely a preference thing, isn't it?
It would be great if
so what
standard
be front
was
six?
That he was on the bench, wouldn't it?
So what would be your front six if you're playing 4-3-3 as you like to?
He's given Roberto the number 9 shirt, so evidently he thinks he'll he should start every game.
So you go and Salah and Mane either side?
Yeah. So that would be... And then you drop in Coutinho a little bit deeper.
Coutinho, Henderson, Lallana.
Henderson, Lallana. There you go. That's six.
So who's missing out? Wijnaldum.
Where's Naby Keita playing? Or is he just playing in the Champions League?
Also, Wijnaldum, Sturridge, Origi.
Bench players.
It's really interesting, isn't it? And you're telling me...
It's a big squad, isn't it?
Well, they're not going to be happy sitting on the bench either. So, I mean, it's great having competition for places, but at the end of the day, so I think somebody's going to spit the dummy out, aren't they, and get fed up with that. Sturridge seems the type to do that as well, doesn't he?
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.